Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Rutterstein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live.
TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, the Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be.
Hell,
so keep
yeah.
It locked here for the next 180 minutes on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. And while you're at it, take the mystery out of the meat aisle with GoodRanchers.com. Enjoy 100% American steakhouse quality meat and seafood delivered straight to your door. Support local farms and enjoy $20 off plus free shipping with this code America. GoodRanchers.com, code America. It's American meat delivered to you. With that said, let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's up, Mr. Chris Broussard? And I do my best work in 180 minutes. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I said minutes, not means. Seconds. I'm just saying.
Yes.
Yeah. What's happening? What's today? I don't even know what day it is. It's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
That's right. My God. Yes.
Along that theme, Rob, as you know, my men's organization, the King Movement, National Men's Organization, will be having its men's conference, annual men's conference, March 14th through the 17th. In Cleveland, Ohio. If you're interested in coming, there's workshops and seminars and messages, basketball, hip hop, all brought together. Fatherhood training, manhood training for boys, teenage boys, and so on and so forth. Career development. It's all going to be going down there. You can register at King Summit. KingSummit.org. KingSummit.org. There'll be hundreds, if not more than 1,000 men there from all over the country.
I should be getting a cut because the last time you had an event.
A lot of MLB bro reporters were there,
Chris. I'm just saying.
Wow.
Those are the kind of people I hire.
A lot of the people around you, Rob, are Christians. You know that. A lot of the people around you, even at your party, you know, meeting people that talking to and, you know, all that stuff.
I got all good people. I'm a good people's person. You know that.
What kind of people do you think
I got around me, Chris? I wouldn't be this successful without having good people and the man upstairs in my corner. I truly believe that. So you got to surround yourself with good people. It doesn't mean you have to forget other people or think that you're better than other people, but you got to surround yourself with good people who care about people and who are interested in your well-being. Everybody, Chris, doesn't want to see you be successful. You know that.
Right. No, that's the truth. It's interesting, Rob, you say that, because I can't remember. I was talking to someone. It was like an expert or some. Gosh, I wish I could remember who it was. But he was saying, oh, my wife and I, she's on the board of a charitable group that helps place kids like really intelligent, you know, young people from impoverished areas into really good elite high schools and even grade schools, and then works with them on up to getting into elite colleges. But anyway, we met with the CEO this weekend, and he was saying that there was a study done, and what it showed, the key to kids' success was who were their five best friends.
Yep.
That was it. Like, who were the five
people? I don't even doubt it.
They spend the most time.
I don't even doubt it. I think that's very important who you surround yourself with. So
absolutely.
And guess what? Jim Harbaugh surrounded himself with a lot of money. I'll tell you that.
He sure is. He sure is. Well, let's get into that after we introduce our crew, the Odd Couple crew, super producer.
We got good people around us, too.
Yes, absolutely. He's back after a day of golfing yesterday. Shot about a 120. Rob G is the type of golfer that makes me feel like I can play golf.
Rob G.
Like, I'm decent. So I love playing with Rob G.
Rob G.
Yes, Rob. Yes.
The last time I played golf, it was in the 80s.
Was that when we all played?
Is that the Super Bowl? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, but we played
in the tournament.
I played in the 80s the last time we played.
But we also played at the Fox Sports Radio.
I didn't play in that one.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That but was Rob for highbrow. You know what?
It was on a great course, Rob, wherever that was, in Southern California. Remember that?
Yeah.
And I was a bit apprehensive because, you know, I'm terrible. I'm actually better than Rob, but I'm terrible. And you're terrible. You know, we both terrible together. I mean, all three of us, actually. But Rob, I was like, man, they going to put us with some corporate dudes that can really golf. And it's going to be, we going to mess them up. It's not going to be fun for us. I'm going to be embarrassed. And they put us with two dudes that were just as bad as us.
Right.
So it was actually a fun day. It worked out perfectly. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
We got DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, on the ones and the twos. We have on the updates our man, the loquacious Mr. Brian Finley, and on social media, the great Elijah Sabunia. Rob, let's get into it. What did they announce the numbers on Harbaugh? Okay, well, he will be the next head coach for the L.A. Chargers, Rob Parker. Your thoughts?
Jim Harbaugh just hit the lottery. He couldn't have asked for a better situation. Even though I thought Justin Herbert took a step back, Chris, to a tier two quarterback, too many turnovers, he has franchise quarterback stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So they have a franchise quarterback. Do they have playmakers on defense? Absolutely. Did that defense play up to its capabilities? No way, no how. That is a team that has personnel already. Jim Harbaugh had success in the NFL, never won the Super Bowl, but got there with the 49ers. They went to three NFC championship games. I know the division is tough. I don't care. If I'm Jim Harbaugh and I'm leaving Michigan and leaving college, I want to be in a situation that's going to give me a chance to win, not some five-year rebuilding, going to Jacksonville or some situation, Chris, that's just going to take forever and a day. And the other part is, when I say hit the jackpot, he also gets away from Michigan. That will be left in ruins. They won a national championship. They got all these investigations following them and all this other stuff that could hit the fan. So he did his job there, Chris, right, at his alma mater, played for Bo Schembechler, won a real national championship that Michigan hadn't won since Moby Dick was a Guppy, and now he gets to come to L.A., a new stadium, a franchise quarterback,
defensive playmakers. I don't know if Christmas, if he didn't have a great Christmas, he just had one, because everything lines up perfectly for his escape from Michigan.
No, I agree with virtually everything you said, Rob. He's heading into a great situation. And look, whatever you think about Jim Harbaugh and what he did at Michigan and all that, I'm talking about, you know, the scandal and all that. The dude is a good football coach. He's a great football coach. And he has a chance now, Rob, to become, what, the fourth coach to ever win a Super Bowl and the NCAA championship. The two of them with Dallas, Jimmy Johnson, Barry Switzer. The other one, who's the other one? Rob G, let me know who. It's on the tip of my tongue. But there's three guys that have done
Jimmy,
it.
Did you say Jimmy Johnson, Switzer?
Pete Carroll.
Pete Carroll, with USC. Does that one count, Chris? I'm just asking.
It counts as much as Harbaugh's, right? Actually, does it count? I don't know. Does he? Does Carroll count?
Did they take it away? I don't remember, Rob G, do they count?
We'll count it for the sake of argument. But he is a great football coach, Rob. And the Chargers did a great job. They hit a home run.
Especially from Brandon Staley, Chris.
Oh,
especially.
Yeah. And here's the thing, Rob, and he's taking over a team that I think is in better shape than San Francisco was when he got there. When he took over San Francisco, Rob, they had gone 8 years. Is it eight? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8 years without making the playoffs. They were 6-10 the year before he got there. First year, Rob, he leads them to a 13-3 record. And the conference championship game. Second year, they reached the Super Bowl. Third year, they also reached the conference championship game and lose. Fourth year, they were 8-8. They fell off, and that's when
he had the falling out with the owners, and that was the end of that.
Yep. And so he's a good coach. Like you said, the Chargers they have talent. They're not a rebuild. They are a kind of restructure and get it going. Like, they should be, Rob, if they don't make the playoffs next year, it's a disappointment.
Something went terribly wrong, because that team is just too talented. Chris, and you know, doing the local, the challenge here on KNBC in Los Angeles every Sunday after football, you know, I watched all of the games closely, and we broke down the plays and the situations and whatnot for the local LA TV audience. And I just couldn't believe how awful they were under Brandon Staley. I mean, it was just ridiculous.
Horrific. And so good for them. Now, the one place I disagree with you, Rob, is when you said best situation for him. This is a great one. I would argue the one – now, this is not including weather and all that. It's not even close weather-wise. And this job isn't open. I thought it might open. I think you may be with me in that it wouldn't be a bad move if it were open. Buffalo. Because I think Josh Allen is better than Justin Herbert.
I think this is a better job.
Really?
I think Buffalo is broken. I think you need to really, Chris, not only make changes with the players, that mindset and what's going on in Buffalo, like the disappointment. That team might be mentally broken. Like they can't
beat
Mahomes.
That's why I think they need a new coach. Yeah, change the culture.
Yep.
But, you know, he's in a great situation, Justin Herbert. I'm excited to see what Herbert becomes, because, you know, one of Harbaugh's specialties is working with quarterbacks. It was under him that Colin Kaepernick, you know, became a star, if only briefly, but became a star.
And remember, he's the one who made the quarterback change that people thought he was crazy. I mean, like that.
Yep.
That
Alex
was
Alex Smith to Kaepernick.
Alex Smith was a serviceable.
He's solid.
He was, Chris, a solid quarterback. And it was a shocker when Harbaugh was like, oh no, I got something here that we haven't seen.
Right. So it's going to be fun to watch and interesting. So congratulations to Jim Harbaugh. Congratulations to the Chargers. I think it's a job well done on this. 877-99 on Fox. Your thoughts. Is Jim Harbaugh the right coach for the Chargers? How well do you expect them to play under him? How far do you think he can take them? Or do you think he was the wrong choice and maybe he should have went somewhere else or they should have went elsewhere? Your thoughts next. Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh my, look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, The Odd Couple's live from the TireRack.com studios. And if you like using debit over credit, which I certainly do, you should get rewarded. Now you can with Discover's Cashback Debit. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cash back on everyday purchases. There are no fees, period. Check out the eligibility and terms at Discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank member FDIC. 877-99 on Fox. Do you think that Jim Harbaugh is a great fit, good fit, bad fit with the LA Chargers?
Alex, my God, what a start.
Thank you, Mr. Rob.
Yeah.
This is kind of hokey, Chris, but it's a good song. Isn't this by Starship?
Yes, and this is going to be Harbaugh's song when he wins one with the Chargers. We built this city.
Oh, wow. You got
That's
him winning.
Right.
Next year, lock it, CB.
Very nice. Very nice. All right, it is the Odd Couple. Let's go. First call of the night. Let's go to Tim in Atlanta. That's Chili Tim. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Tim?
Yo, what's up, Rob? What's up, Nick?
What's up, bro?
Hey, how you guys doing today, man?
Doing great.
Great, man. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm doing good. Just finished eating. My belly's full, so I'm enjoying the Odd Couple show, you know.
Very nice.
Great night. Great night.
Yeah, my wife pretty much cooks every night, man, so what can I say? That's
there you nice. Go. That's I love to hear that. I wonder where my wife, she wasn't cooking for me every night. I'm just saying.
She wasn't
cooking. Well, were you home? Were you at least home?
I went home all the time. I went home.
Was eating press room food.
You know it. I was at the game, Chris, no doubt. She hated it. I was at the game. All right.
I think Harbaugh is going to do really well because on most terms, when a guy has success like he's had in the NFL, he walks in the door with instant credibility with the players, and so they're more apt to, you know, kind of like give him a shot and really let themselves be coached.
Tim, that's a good point, and not just the college championship. He went to the Super Bowl in the NFL.
Right.
He played quarterback in the NFL. Like you know that. You walk in there. Because it didn't work in Jacksonville, right, with Urban.
Right.
Urban Meyer,
right? Urban didn't work.
It didn't work
for him in Miami.
It didn't work. This guy played in the NFL.
Yeah.
Steve Spurrier, remember him?
Well.
Didn't work.
Yeah, like, yeah. I think it worked for Pete Carroll to some extent.
But Carroll had been in the NFL.
And had, in Carroll had a couple of jobs already. He had worked right with the Jets and the Patriots.
Yep.
So I think when you have that kind of credibility, players are, you know, they're more apt to kind of be coached and
they got to be excited. If I was a Chargers player, I'd be excited.
Right, that the Chargers for once, and thanks for the call, Tim. We appreciate it, Chris. For once, they didn't go cheap.
Yep.
Like, that's what that's their history. They didn't go cheap. They went out and got the biggest guy on the market.
Yep.
Nate, in Ohio, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Nate?
What's up, guys?
How are you?
What's up, man?
I'm doing good. Just got done doing some JV basketball.
Nice.
Oh, wow. You a coach?
Yeah, I'm a referee, actually.
Okay.
Trying to get into that aspect of life.
Good. But that's a good one.
I think,
how much do they pay for a high school referee these days? I'm just curious. 40,
the high school JV, they get like $45, $50 a game. And then
that's not bad for 2 hours' work.
That's an hour.
Oh, an hour's work, Chris. When you want to make $45 an hour?
32 minutes.
That's right. I forgot about those games. Is it a running clock because you want to get out of there as soon as possible?
No.
they're 6 minute quarters.
Okay.
Oh, it's only six? That's high school?
In the JV. JV.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. That's a great job. That's a great job.
The varsity games, they give us 70, 75 over here in Ohio.
Wow. Okay. What you got?
But anyway, I got Jim Harbaugh is definitely a good hire for the Chargers. You know, coming from both a Super Bowl and a national title. I mean, I'm happy about it because I'm a Buckeye fan, and I'm glad he's gone. You know, even though he got the last laugh on us, he's still 3-1. Still has a losing record.
He lost the first five meetings. I know it doesn't feel good because
it's fine. But then again, I don't like it because I'm a Bengals fan and it's real tough already in the AFC. So, and the Bengals have they have to work some contracts out with T. Higgins and all that.
Right.
But
your quarterback is great, but he's got to stay healthy.
Exactly, and it's not been too fun the last 3 years trying to get him to stay healthy.
Yeah, he's got to stay healthy. And, that's part of it.
But, yeah, I think he's got a good quarterback to start with.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's another good team in the AFC, or you would think it should be.
Oh, yeah.
Another team that's got to be reckoned with. Houston's going to be tough. They were tough this year.
Right.
They're going to be better.
They're going to be even better. You would expect them to grow from that. If they drop back, it would be shocking. Like for them to like go back to not being a playoff team. Let's also go to Jerome in Charleston. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Romy?
I'm real surprised, right? What did I tell you about a month ago? I said, when you leave, just make sure you leave the trophy. Hey, and if he fails, he can always come back to college. Somebody will hire him.
No, Michigan would hire him.
If he fails,
are you kidding?
Oh yeah.
He's a Michigan man. He played for Bo, Chris.
Yeah, right.
He won
a
championship.
Yeah, he's a money man. That's what he is. Hey, by the way, this just puts more pressure on Ryan Day, okay? They're spending money left and right.
I would imagine that seat's getting a little hot. If he doesn't beat Michigan next year, are they going to hire the coach? I would imagine, Rob, they might hire the coach that led them to victory over Ohio State. Yeah, he did a great job, you know?
Yeah, Sherrone Moore. And supposedly, reportedly, Chris, the number has come out, or at least the years. Rob G, do we have money, 5-year deal for Harbaugh with the Chargers? Do we have
no money yet, but confirmed Adam Schefter, 5-year deal for Jim Harbaugh.
Okay, Schefter's confirmed in 5 years, Chris, but no money yet.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Our next guest has a Super Bowl ring and muscles.
Sound like those muscles shrunk a little bit. What happened?
Yeah, I see him every day on First Things First.
Greg, how many jackets have you ripped out?
I don't know if he's in one of those. I don't know what they would call. I know there's bulking. I don't know what the opposite of bulking is, but I think that's where Greg Jennings is. He's a Super Bowl champ, Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst. What's up, brother? Am I wrong?
I want to know the name. What is it?
What is it? Debulking. No?
Debulking. What is it called when you got bulking and what, right, when you come down, what is it?
Cutting.
Oh, there cutting. I was going to say you getting off the juice, but that's another story.
Oh, my goodness.
Right. Hey, detox is what they call it.
Hey, Greg, let me ask you this real quick before we get to Jim Harbaugh and just the Chargers. Do players do their homework on coaches for real? And I ask this because Chris and I always laugh about the Shaq and was it Lenny Wilkins Shaq asked Lenny Wilkins, "Coach, you know a lot about basketball. Did you ever play?" And Lenny Wilkins was on the top 50 list with Shaq at the NBA, the top 50 of all time. And he didn't even know Lenny Wilkins played in the NBA. And I just wonder about Jim Harbaugh, the young guys. Okay, they know he coached at Michigan, won a national championship. They might know that he coached the 49ers. But do they know he played in the NFL?
Yeah, you know he played. I mean, for the most part, I think the guys are up to and up on what he's done lately, because that's just what it is. But I think when you're dealing with a guy like Jim Harbaugh and he's coming off a national championship, you kind of want to know a little bit more. If you don't, and you kind of look into him a little bit.
Now you, you know, what do you think of this hire? How soon, you know, he had great success at San Francisco. Immediately, they went from 6-10 to the conference, it's the NFC championship game with him. So how do you like this fit with the Chargers? And do you expect success to come pretty soon?
Well, he's a coach that's proven that he has success. He hasn't gotten all the way done in the National Football League, but we'll see. He hasn't had a quarterback like Justin Herbert either. But I really like it for the Chargers because they've been on this defensive-minded head coach for a while. I'm a firm believer with the way the league is right now. Like, if you have a quarterback, a young quarterback, you got to kind of pair him with an offensive-minded individual to lead that team, unless you have an offensive-minded guru as a coordinator already. And I just believe that this was something that the Chargers really needed.
No doubt about it. I think it's a great fit. Now it sounds like the dominoes to me will fall, and Bill Belichick will probably be hired with the Falcons because they had interviewed Harbaugh too, and maybe this was the holdup. Do you think that'll happen, that Bill Belichick will wind up in Atlanta?
I do. And I think, you know, for me, it's interesting because it's like we don't hear a whole lot about Bill Belichick and teams wanting him or whatnot. But when you've had that type of a career, you kind of have your pick of the litter, if you will, because of your resume. But I think also a lot of it did have to do with Jim Harbaugh. You want to, as a young team who has a young quarterback, you want to hitch and connect yourself with somebody who you know is going to be there for a good amount of time, and that you have a head coach that your team can grow with, or that can lead your team for a while. We don't know how much longer Bill Belichick really wants to coach, and I think that's a part of it. And just to be honest, like, the mishandling, teams understand, like, I don't care how great you've been, he kind of mishandled Mac Jones and, like, mentally,
no doubt,
mentally kind of hurt him from growing as a player. We saw it in his body language and his words, all the things. So I think that hurt him a little bit.
Greg, my CWPFs, that's close, warm, personal friends, they tell me that Arthur Blank took Bill Belichick to Magic City for chicken wings to finalize the deal.
Goodness.
Did you hear that?
Oh, my God.
Here go, Rob.
Here you go.
Magic City in the convo.
What's wrong with him?
So, Greg, I mean, obviously Belichick's got to get a quarterback. Do you like with him Russell Wilson or Kirk Cousins better?
I like Kirk Cousins better. I can't see Bill Belichick signing up and saying, "Hey, give me Russ." Like I don't see that at all. But Kirk Cousins, we know what he is, and you can say what he isn't, but we know he's consistent. He's going to be by the book. He's not flashy, but he gets it done. He throws for a lot of yards, throws a lot of touchdowns, and he's very smart.
How about? Let me ask you this,
if you don't mind, quickly, Rob. Wilson, I love Russell Wilson. I'm not saying he's going to, you know, be all pro or anything, but I love Russell Wilson in Pittsburgh next year. What do you think about that fit?
Oh, wow. That would be interesting. I think Russ.
They don't do that though, Greg. I just don't see that move.
What, Chris? Good quarterback?
No, not like that.
What they gonna do? Stick with Pickett?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, Greg. Have you seen the Steelers ever make a move like that?
Exactly. Yeah, they don't. And I would be shocked if they did.
I mean, you basically getting him for the minimum. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I wouldn't trade for him. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I would take that chance if I'm the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Wow. So where do you see the best fit for Wilson? I mean, assuming he is cut by Denver.
You know, to be honest, I have and this is me being honest, and I know this is going to myself, but I have a couch that I'm sitting on.
Oh my goodness. Dang.
I don't see it, guys. I mean,
you don't see him being in the league at all next year.
No, I can see him. I can see him being a backup. I don't know if his ego will allow him to do that. I think he believes that he can be a starter in this league. I don't know if he is that any longer.
Okay. Wow. Let me ask you this: the Ravens made Lamar available during their whole contract thing, right? Anybody could have stepped up to the plate, offered him a deal. How crazy does it look now that no one, Chris and I talked about the Jets before they, right? The Jets were in play, some of these other teams, that nobody would make an offer for this guy who looks like he's going to win a second MVP by age 27. His team is rolling in the postseason, like they could maybe get to the Super Bowl. How crazy is that? And does that even make you even think that it was just collusion? How could anybody not make a play for that kid?
Yeah, I mean, you bring up the word collusion, and it's kind of like you kind of start thinking, like, really? Nobody? Right. Especially when you know he's a young quarterback. You know his trajectory has been that he is getting better every year. He has gotten better every year. I just really believe, if I'm being honest, that not a lot of teams and organizations were willing to take the chance because you got to be all in on a guy like that. Like the Ravens, their entire quarterback room is African American. Like you got your coach as well as backups. Like he's the type of player that you have to be all in on because he's as authentic as they come. And so I don't know if a lot of teams are willing to be all in as the Ravens have been. I'm glad he stayed, to be honest. I'm glad it all worked out. And I'm rooting for him.
Before you go, Greg, I know you're from Michigan. Rob obviously has ties to Detroit. Rob,
I got a barbershop on West 7 Mile Road.
Right. And with all that, he still doesn't believe in the Lions. What would you do? What would you say to convince him in 45?
So I wouldn't say anything because, to be honest, I was hoping this came up because it doesn't matter what the Lions do. They're going to be frauds. And if they're in the NFC Championship game, and if they are to lose, Rob would be like, see, I told you.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Greg, you got me wrong. I expect them to lose, and I'm not going to crush them when they lose. I expect them to lose. I do.
You should be giving them love, Rob.
I gave them.
You said if they win one game, you going to give them love.
Chris, you were off those days. I talked about the Lions. Yeah. I threw so many flowers on the Lions. People thought I buried them.
I do not believe it. All right, that's our man, Greg Jennings. Great stuff, man. See you tomorrow.
All right, appreciate it, guys.
All right, more iCouple coming your way. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. Take the mystery out of the meat aisle with GoodRanchers.com. Enjoy 100% American steakhouse quality meat and seafood delivered straight to your door. It's wonderful. Support local farms and enjoy $20 off plus free shipping with code AMERICA. GoodRanchers.com, code AMERICA, American meat delivered. All right, it's time, y'all, for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, little Shekel City, Chris, if you followed my Shekel City last night, you were a winner, W-I-N-N-A. I was 3-0 last night, cashing checks, popping bottles. All right, you want to claim some money tonight? Here you go. Thunder, best bet. Thunder minus 7.5 taking on the Spurs in San Antonio. Also, I got the Mavericks plus 2.5 home dogs, Chris, to the hot Suns. I'm going to take the Mavericks plus 2.5 in that game. And I'm going to go to Milwaukee, where they got Doc Rivers now as their head coach. But I'm going to take the Cavaliers on a hot streak, Chris, plus 6.5 in Milwaukee. So again, Thunder minus 7.5, Mavericks plus 2.5, and I'm taking the Cavaliers plus 6.5. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right, Rob. Well, the Milwaukee Bucks bet on Doc Rivers. They got rid of Adrian Griffin. 43 games into his tenure as a head coach, 30-13. They had the second best record in the league, or tied for it with Denver. And now they go
to
Doc
Denver
Rivers.
That went to the champ, that won the championship
last
year.
Won the championship. Okay. Yep. And Doc Rivers, Rob. The charge is simple, Rob. Finals. And, I mean, really, it's really championship. Cause
is it finals or winning? Team won a title.
No, I hear you. I'm just saying, to me, and you're right, it's they are a championship or bust team. But if they get to the finals and were to lose, I'll put it this way. I think anything less than getting to the finals is a colossal disappointment.
How about if they're up 3-1 and they lose in the finals?
Oh, well. It's possible. That's for dang sure. You know, you're alluding to Doc being the only coach ever to lose series in which he led 3-1. And he's done it 3 times. No other coach has done it more than once, Rob.
Yeah, I mean, that is an incredible number. Up 3-1 in the NBA, you know.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, Chris, I told you yesterday, I'm just – this doesn't floor me as much as – when he was hired in Philadelphia. That one, we were floored. Yeah, we were floored.
I mean, we were floored then, firing too, but this is like, you have more evidence that he was not going to get it done now than you did then.
I get it. But at that time, I just thought he needed a year away, and they brought him right back, and I thought that was, like, crazy. Okay. In this case, I'm more shocked at Adrian Griffin being fired, Chris. You know what I mean? More so than them hiring Doc. Doc obviously had their ear. He was a consultant to the Bucs.
What do you think about that? And well, he was a consultant to Griffin, and you know what I mean? Like,
no, he was a consultant. Who hired him? Griffin didn't hire him.
Well, right, but I'm just saying, like, it looks...
It's shady.
Yeah.
It's shady McCoy.
Great. I'm not going to accuse Doc of anything.
No, it just looks shady.
It just doesn't look great, the optics.
You know, I mean, he could be telling the owner in front office, y'all should be 35-3. I'm just saying. Like,
we should be running this offense. You should be running this defense.
You should be doing this.
You're
right.
You're not using so-and-so enough. I mean, really, and to be honest, fair to Doc, that's what a consultant, right?
Right.
If you hire me as a consultant, I'm going to share my views. That's what you want me to do.
Chris?
I would have been upset if I'm Adrian Griffin. Like, what, consultant? What? I'm the head coach.
Right.
Like, I'm supposed to have the final say. And having somebody in your ear, that is a decorated coach, Rob. That's won a championship. I mean, even, you know, he has a good reputation. Obviously, he's had a ton of failures as well. But that was a tough spot for Adrian Griffin. And if he lost the locker room, he lost the locker room, and that's on him, right?
Right.
But still, that's a strange situation. Here's what I'll say, Rob. Doc, and I think this is a fair and even probably kind assessment, Rob. Not a difference maker. They fired Adrian Griffin to get a difference maker, right? Somebody that's going to make us better. Doc Rivers was hired by the Clippers way back when to get them beyond the second round. Vinny Del Negro was winning 50 games with them. I think he won 56 one year. And they got to the second round of the playoffs. And they hired Doc to do it. And in 7 years there, never did it once.
Right. Didn't happen.
And had Hall of Famers Chris Paul. Blake Griffin was not going to be a Hall of Famer, but was a great player at that time. DeAndre Jordan was very good. Then you got Kawhi, Hall of Famer. Paul George, Hall of Famer, likely. And never did it. And then Ty Lue goes there, and in short order gets them to the Western Conference Finals.
With no Kawhi.
No Kawhi. And then, Rob, Doc goes to Philly. Same deal, right? Get us. We've been stumbling. We've been winning 50-some-odd games every year. We want to get past the second round. That's been our bugaboo. Doc was there 3 years, Rob. Never did it. I mean, it's not impossible for him to do it, but I don't see it happening this year in Milwaukee. All right, more Odd Couple. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.